Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
Now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin a category wheel. Oh, on Seattle Rock Day.
Yeah.
With all the people walking around, now you're on point. I see. All right.
Try to impress the brass.
Obviously. I mean, there are hundreds of people here for Seattle Rock Day.
Yeah, it was a mess last week.
I don't. But anyway, good job, man. Good job. Well, we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who thought the Naval Academy was where doctors learned about belly buttons and found a way to answer 7 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on our special Seattle Rock Day version of Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a part of the big show, play Big Dummy. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com. Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, episode number 4,295. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeats. Head chef is back in the house on Seattle Rock Day. Ted's Meat Potatoes, 13 chain restaurants, born in Seattle, Washington.
They were born here.
They were born here.
Some of them are still pretty local, but some of them...
It's a restaurant being born, Ted.
Yep. Some of them have gotten massive.
Do we know them all?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I almost guarantee you've eaten at them all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think 3 off the top of my head that I know I have. The other ones I honestly don't know.
Well, Red Robin. I mean, that's got to be one. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's okay.
That was going to be the heavy hitter.
There's 12 left. I mean, we know that. I mean, everyone loves Red Robin, so sure.
People do love Red Robin.
13 chains that started and were born right here in Seattle, coming up with the head chef at 4:30 and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And today, a Seattle Rock Day edition of Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy has been James. Took James 8 to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time around, We asked you if you could pick a championship as we are broadcasting live for opening day. What kind of championship would you like to see? A Sonics World Championship, a Seahawks Super Bowl, a Kraken Stanley Cup, or a Mariners World Series title? And here are how the results shook out on opening day. This will be shocking to you. Sonics came in last place, 14% of the vote.
Oh, no.
Kraken in third place with 15% of the vote. Seahawks were in second place, Super Bowl, with 21%. Overwhelmingly, on opening day of the Seattle Mariners, you said you would like to see a Mariners World Series. 51% of you said that. We are 1 week into the season. Mike, what's the record right now?
We are 3-4, Miles.
I mean, it's 3-4, man. It's not the worst.
It didn't feel like that was the case with the contestants, though, for Big Dummy. It felt like the Sonics were getting all the love in the world when it was coming to bring them.
Because you're trying to will the team back.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
They're coming back.
So this week on the poll in celebration of Seattle Rock Day, we are going to stay within the food realm. And you're going to get free food for a year. From one of these.
I thought this was for life. Just one year.
I changed my mind.
Yeah.
I determined that I'm going to just do this. You get free food for 1 year. Your first option.
On Twitter, it says for life.
All right. Well, whatever. See, it says free food for a year.
Right? Well, if you vote on Twitter, it's one. Here, it's something else.
Yep.
Well, why don't we say this? You have 1 year left to live.
Yeah, wherever
and you're going to get free food until you die.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, there you go.
I cleared it all up.
We're all going to die.
Speaking of born in Seattle, we're going to start with one of the foods that were actually born in Seattle. That would be for 1 year, you get free teriyaki. In the city of Seattle, Washington, a large teriyaki culture emerged in the 1990s. As of now, there are 83 restaurants in the city with teriyaki in the name. It has been described as the city's signature cuisine, noting its widespread adoption as a form basically of takeout and fast food. The first standalone teriyaki restaurant was Toshi's Teriyaki, and that was in Lower Queen Anne. They opened in 1976. The restaurant's low-cost chicken and beef skewers and teriyaki sauce inspired other restaurants in the area. Toshi's later expanded into a chain with 17 locations in the area by 1996.
Yeah, I had not really had teriyaki until we got to Seattle, 20 years ago?
Yep.
And like you said, it's fantastic, it's cheap, it's easy, and it's plentiful.
And Seattle known as the birthplace of teriyaki.
I mean, I never had it when we moved here. I mean, when people come visit, I would go to that teriyaki place by the old building, like, you got to try this.
Yeah.
Just don't read the rating. Right.
And like most things, with teriyaki, pick the one that you go to closest in your area, right? Choice number two on free food for a year, you've got Dick's. Founders Dick Spady, H. Warren Gormley, and Dr. B.O.A. Thomas opened the first Dick's January 28, 1954 on 45th Street in Wallingford. The restaurant was designed by noted architect Raymond Peck. And then another location to open up on Queen Anne. A grand opening was held in 1954 in the Capitol Hill District. That was followed by a third in 1960 in Crown Hill, a fourth in 1963 in Lake City. There was a Dick's, believe it or not, in Bellevue that opened in 1965.
But there they call it penises.
You're not going to believe this story because Dick's is legendary, right? So they open up in Bellevue. They closed their doors in 1974.
Why?
That location was only open for 9 years. If you are from the area, this will blow your mind. What moved in across the street to put Dick's out of business in Bellevue? It's a local chain. They have
Starbucks.
A few sporadic locations maybe left. Frickin' Herphy's. Herphy's put Dick's out of business.
I've never heard of Herphy's.
You've never been to
No.
Well, they used to have one in Fremont.
Is it another fast food place?
It's another burger place. Yeah, they opened right across the street, but they had indoor seating.
Herphy's.
So people wanted to go over there.
Herphy's, huh?
Yeah, Queen Anne opened in 1974, followed by Edmonds location in 2011, Kent in 2018, Bellevue, again, Crossroads, 2021, Federal Way opened in 2023, and there is one that's going to open in Everett. Sometime this year. So free burgers and fries, food from Dick's for 1 year.
All right.
Your third option, that would be Pagliacci Pizza,
nice.
A Seattle-based chain. It has 26 locations in King County and Snohomish County. The first Pagliacci opened February 19, 1979, University Way in the U District. The chain offers delivery, sit-down dining, and pizza by the slice. And finally, Top Pot Donuts. A year of Top Pot Donuts, free. A chain of coffee and donut cafes started in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. Top Pot began in February 2002. So not too early before we got here. And was started by brothers Mark and Michael Klebeck. As of this year, Top Pot has 17 cafe locations in the area. They also put their donuts in more than 7,000 Starbucks stores in the United States.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So your choices on free food for a year. That would be Teriyaki Dick's, Pagliacci's, and Top Pot. Also, the whole point of Seattle Rock Day is to get back to
our... Take a pause between those, brother.
Which ones?
All of them. I'll just leave it at that.
Teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, Top Pot. Which one am I messing up on? Try it again. See if I can.
Well, I'm afraid I don't want to say this. I don't want to get in some trouble. But you said it very quickly. That's why I started laughing. Like, let's put a pause there. There's teriyaki.
One and two.
Dicks.
Yes. You got it really quickly there, Miles.
Okay.
It's a good flavor right there.
Teriyaki, Dicks, Pagliacci, Top Pot. Those are your choices. Free food for a year. Now, as the whole point of Seattle Rock Day, by the way, not only to celebrate the great music in Seattle and the legacy of that, but to help our friends at Smash Seattle musicians access to sustainable health care. Now, Mike. Real quick here, we do have a deal going on right now as far as a match, correct?
Absolutely. So with Seattle Rock Day, we're accepting all donations over to Smash. We actually have somebody who wants to challenge all of you fine rockaholics out there to raise as much money as possible. Our friends at Let Freedom Ring down there in Lacey, it is a gun shop that really promotes the safe and responsible gun ownership. They've come forward. They say, we want to sponsor the 2 o'clock hour of Seattle Rock Day.
All right, so very for good. Everybody, did they know we were on?
That's right. They didn't know that we were doing this.
Oh, wait.
So for everybody that donates in the 2 o'clock hour, so for the next 30 minutes, every dollar that you donate goes for two. So you donate one, they're going to donate one all the way up to $1,000. So they're going to match the first $1,000 that is donated right
awesome.
Here in the 2
awesome.
O'clock
so
hour.
So we need to get on that quick, please. Hell if you're yeah. going to donate, donate within the next half hour. And then donate more later.
But yeah, let's start donating.
Smash, they provide medical, dental, mental health services and more, either free or at a very low cost for musicians in the area. Keep in mind, you know, as far as having health insurance, I know that no one in the new originals, you guys do not give health insurance to your band, do you?
No, we self-medicate.
All right.
That's the best way to put that. Yeah.
No dental care, nothing like that?
I wouldn't say we cover dental, but yeah, we self-medicate.
Okay. All right. Either way, they are a great organization. We've been partnering with them for 6 years.
Yeah.
This thing's been going on for 15. There's other ways that you can give as well. So if you head to KISW.com and click on Seattle Rock Day, there are some things that are up for auction as we speak. Now, if you're going to bid on any of this stuff, just know Mike will give the winner and the final tallies coming up.
What are you bidding on?
Right before. Well, I tried, but my
he was pissed. He was trying to bid outside.
Authentication won't work. I can't get into my email.
Right.
Essentially, was the problem.
Oh, really?
So he was trying to bid outside. It's like, man, my phone would not let me go through.
It says, go to YouTube to press something. And I'm like, it says, you are offline. I'm like, I don't know that. I don't know the access code for Odyssey in Seattle. So I have no idea how to get online with that. So. Oh, well, I'm screwed. But that's good news for you. So there are a few of the items. Alice in Chains, The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here, limited edition picture disc. Also a signed framed concert print from their 2010 show at the Paramount with Alice in Chains and signed by the entire band. We've got Disturbed signed items, Cheap Trick, a huge Linkin Park vinyl bundle, plus tickets to the show at Climate Pledge Arena.
And we mean vinyl pants, not records.
The Metallica thing is insane.
What is it?
If you're a vinyl collector.
I am.
It is 12 LPs, okay. Blu-ray, cassette, and slip mat. Yeah, so there's all these different things that are included in this huge big box, but there's 12 albums from Metallica in there. All right? Just so you know, the one thing that you want to really bid on is the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, which is a hell of a deal.
Oh, God, those things, yeah.
Our own Ryan Castle is trying to get that, so we encourage you to go and try. Right now, the bid is at $220. We need you to get there now and make that $221. Just
$1. Just $1.
Just keep doing $1. That way, he's going to keep checking it the entire day.
I tell everybody this at all the auctions that I do. The fun of an auction is bidding somebody up and not getting stuck with the item.
Yes, right, exactly. Which we could get on now if I could just get my two-step out of the.
And that's a 45. Yeah. That's a big boy.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Also, a round of golf with myself and Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
That thing's at $325.
Let's go, baby.
All right, so bid now. And also, remember, your bid right now will be matched. So anything up until 3 o'clock.
Double your karma.
Head to KISW.com and get that done.
Well, okay. Half the cost. Double your karma, half the cost. People like me, all in.
Do you still have your, because I know at one point in time we were doing an auction for charity, and you bid on the Kiss
Love Gun Gold Record.
Gold Record. Now, I don't think your wife knew that you were bidding on this.
No, she knew. Well, the way it went down, it was a silent auction, right? So she kept seeing me hover around this thing. And then at one point, there was a woman across from me, and we realized, okay, we're the two that really want this bad boy. But because it's a silent auction, you don't quite know how much the other person's putting in. So she would look at me, and she'd see me drop my little slip in the box. So she would just write down a number, drop her number in the box, and then we just went back and forth. I ended up outbidding her. I don't know. She could have been, you know, for $85. I put a lot more into that. I don't know. But I ended up getting it. But my wife kind of breezed over at one point, and she's not, I will say, your biggest Kiss fan. But she was like, are you bidding on that? I'm like, not only am I bidding on it, my intent is to win. I'm not even leaving this spot. That's how hard I'm bidding on this. She was not pleased with that, but she also understood I'm not going to move. This is going to happen. And then it did.
I'm surprised that you didn't get a call right after you won that thing. Just like, this is Gene Simmons.
From Kiss.
You owe me a $50 Kiss tax
right, on
that gold record.
Because it has a logo on it.
Because my face is on there. Okay, game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Before we get there, I just want to point out that one of the options on today's poll, free food for a year, one of them is Pagliacci.
All right. I know I'm saying it wrong.
No, the texts have already come in. So one person says, hey, man, the G is silent in Pagliacci.
I know that.
Another one says it's Pagliacci, not Pagliacci. All right, now listen, I hear what you're saying, and you're not wrong. You are not wrong. And if we're talking about the play or the opera or whatever the hell it is.
It's an opera.
I'll call it, okay. Sorry, Ted. I'll call it Pagliacci. But when I call there to get a delivery, and 100% of the time they answer the phone and say, Pagliacci, like anything, if that's how they say it, that's how I'm going to say it.
Exactly.
That's all, man. You're right. It is Pagliacci.
It's like when Ted says Formula Un.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to say it. I just do it to piss off throat.
That's the right way to say it.
Well, that's like, I will say Pagliacci, though. I love that place. That's what I'm picking because I've spent the most money there.
I'm picking that as well.
But also, that's how I know to say orange in Italian because I like the orange San Pellegrinos, and they always go, Aranciata?
Yeah.
So now when I call like my order, I go, and two cans of Aranciata.
Do you really
you
say that?
Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
They're probably like,
oh, no.
Bid on that Yeti cooler.
Bid on
now.
It now.
KISW.com. The current bid is $220 for the Jack Daniel's Yeti Tundra.
I should know better than to tell you guys anything.
Why did you tell us that? Of course, the first thing we do.
You know what I did? Is I came in and I was like, hey, guys, don't bid on it. If I win it, I'll let you borrow it.
No, we'll borrow from somebody else. Yeah, it's Pagliacci today.
Pagliacci.
If not, you have to say mozzarella the entire time for the rest of your life.
Well, and it's funny. Growing up on the East Coast, that would always annoy me with those people.
The mozzarella.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, if I'm saying gyro, I get it. But...
Yeah, it's gyro. I didn't know for years that everyone there said gyro.
I always said gyro, right, and then somebody's like, it's gyro.
Gyro.
Yeah.
Get a gyro.
Best gyros in town, by the way, Mr. Gyro. Yeah. If you've been to Mr. Gyro or not, gyro. Man, they make a mean sando.
I think the first time I had a gyro was at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a gyro.
Yeah.
I know it's a gyro.
Best in town.
But on the East Coast, everyone's like, gyro.
Mr. Gyro, now open again in Greenwood after it exploded.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
God, it was about 10 years ago, that whole thing?
Yeah.
Blew the windows out of the angry beaver across the street. About decimated Greenwood.
That's a crazy statement. Blew the windows out of the angry beaver.
Man, oh man.
I've been hanging out in the beaver. That's what I'm calling it now.
Okay.
They have a beer now, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They do. All right.
They should have it on tap now. When I was in there last week, they were just waiting for a keg to blow. But they also have the 20th anniversary lager in can.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Okay.
And if it helps, they're 100% gluten-free now.
The whole place.
Right. Oh, so
Jolene would love it.
Our beer probably has gluten in it and stuff, but their menu is like gluten-free, and then like they have gluten-free stuff, and they're still got hockey.
So everybody thinks it's gluten-free, then they drink one of our beers, and the throat starts to close up.
Okay, well, that's on us.
I would ask the bartender, say, hey, I'm a gluten person.
You know, well, Jolene used to have that one beer. It was like made by Anheuser-Busch, like a brick something.
Well, it's ciders you could drink.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good.
But that's cider, man.
Well, I like cider.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if you want a beer, you know.
You know what? I should start saying that. And sometimes when you order a cider at night, people go, ooh, did you get a cider? And I'm going to go, I've got celiac, dude.
I can't
have the gluten. A-hole.
As you're eating pizza.
Yeah, what about those French fries? Mind your business.
It's
gluten-free pizza.
Oh, God. Mike, let's just take a break now. We'll come back and get Big Dummy underway right after this. If you can, please go. In the meantime, please go to KISW.com. Donate to Smash. We do have a number we need to hit by this afternoon. We'll check the totals coming up.
Yeah, baby.
But the goal is around $10,000. If we can get that this year, that's going to help Smash. So we'll be good to go. Donate now, and your donation will be doubled up until 3 o'clock, and check out some of the items that you can bid on at KISW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Benefiting Smash all day long. Seattle music musicians access to sustainable healthcare on Seattle Rock Day. You got 10 minutes left to match your donation at KISW.com. And that's from our friends down at Lacey, correct, Mike?
Yeah, Let Freedom Ring. Down there in Lacey, again, it is a gun shop that promotes the safe and responsible ownership of firearms. And they have donated, they've elected to match dollar for dollar every donation in the 2 o'clock hour up to $1,000.
Okay, please, if you can, donate whatever you need to. KISW.com, we greatly appreciate that. But just know that your donation will be matched for the next 9 minutes.
By the way, Let Freedom Ring, you should also open a side jewelry store.
Oh, yeah.
Right, like we saw guns, we got jewelry.
Let Freedom Ring.
Get your wife, Let Freedom Ring ring.
Oh.
Yes, the Freedom Ring ring.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll on Seattle Rock Day. Free food for a year. Are you taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Probably teriyaki.
Teriyaki. Nice. All right.
What teriyaki do you get if you order teriyaki?
Generally just chicken and rice.
All right. Spicy chicken, I like.
I used to do the spicy chicken, then heartburn started kicking in, and I'm like, I'll just take the plain chicken teriyaki.
Yeah.
Sad but true, man.
I just like it when you go to a place that really grills it. I like a little char on mine.
Honest grilled chicken. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It makes a huge difference. All right, Tom, here's your question in honor of Seattle Rock Day. In the 1992 movie Singles, Matt Dillon's band, Citizen Dick, they got famous with a remake of a real-life song called Touch Me, I'm Sick. Who's the band that had a hit with the song Touch Me, I'm Sick? It's a local band.
Oh, man, I have no idea. Nirvana?
Touch Me, I'm Sick.
Touch Me, I'm Sick.
Touch Me, I'm Sick.
So it's actually Seattle band.
Do we play them?
No. On occasion we do. You're more likely to hear them during a hookup. We played them today. We've interviewed the lead singer of the band.
Oh, Mudhoney?
Mudhoney, yes, right. Indeed.
Okay.
Mudhoney.
Seems like something you could say as a skateboarder, too.
What's that?
Touch Me, I'm Sick.
I'm sick, man.
Sick tricks.
Touch Me. All right, Tom. Now, obviously, Ice Cube, is not a Seattle sports fan because he mentions, quote, the Lakers beat the Supersonics as one of the reasons that he's had an excellent 24 hours. And what 1992 song?
Oh, man.
He had an excellent 24 hours because the Lakers beat the Supersonics. You got nothing, Mike?
I got nothing.
You know, if I played the song, you would know. You go, like, oh, I didn't realize that was this song.
His Jimmy is so deep.
Mm-hmm. It's going to shock you. I don't know a whole lot of Ice Cube.
I think that's just something you say.
I have no idea. I'm going to have to guess. Great Day in Seattle.
Straight out of Compton.
It was a good day.
He was in NWA, though. You're okay.
That's right. True. 7-Eleven.
Again, I saw him at the Showbox years ago. AK. He performed it, and that night, we beat the Lakers.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
He switches the lyrics, I think, just up here.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, Tom. Your question. Actor Jack Haley played which character in The Wizard of Oz? He was one of the three, put it that way. He obviously was not Dorothy.
Was he the Cowardly Lion?
He was not the Cowardly Lion.
Tin Man?
He was the Tin Man. Hmm. Actually, that role, I can't remember the guy. It was a guy, in the Beverly Hillbillies. He was in some other sitcom. He was supposed to get the role of the Tin Man. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he was supposed to play the Tin Man, Buddy Ebsen. But he was allergic to the makeup.
The tin?
Yeah, the actual tin that they put in the makeup. Mm. All right, Tom, your question.
It was going to be Copper Man, but he got stolen.
Copper Man. Meth head stole him right off the set.
The Wizard of Oz. Yes, they have meth.
All right, your question. Both Snowball and Napoleon are pigs who appear in what George Orwell novel?
Animal Farm.
Yeah, I read that.
Very good.
That was a pretty decent one.
Yeah.
All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others, I believe was a big statement, something like that.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchola.
Hola, Matt. Sober, not sober, Matt.
Not sober today.
Okay, welcome to Big Dummy, Matt. All right, free food for a year. What are you taking, teriyaki, dicks, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
You know, it was going to be teriyaki until you mentioned Top Pot, so I'm going to have to go with Top Pot.
Donuts. Nice. I mean, you can pick up a dozen every single morning and take it into work.
I'm not a big, hey, let's bring a dozen donuts into work and give it to people in person.
Yeah.
I'm only get three donuts for me.
They're also just next-level donuts.
They are, man. Like other donut places, you need a bunch of them, but like Top Pot, even for me, like eat two, and it's like, all right.
That's my issue with Top Pot, man. They ruin my ability to be gluttonous. Right, because they don't like actual donuts, man, so you get filled up, like you said, Ted, one and a half, two. I'm done. I like to just sit there and feel bad and eat like six.
Yeah.
All right, man. Here is your question. What is the cap on a fire hydrant called? If you're in England, it's what they call your car hood.
I don't even remotely have a clue. Yeah, I don't.
Come on, Ted, all your English shows.
Wow.
So we pop the hood on a car. They say pop the bonnet.
The bonnet.
It is the bonnet, yeah.
I should know that.
Bonnet.
Yeah.
And it's St. Tottenham's Day.
What?
St. Tottenham's Day. So, like, I like this football club called Arsenal.
Yeah.
Our rival is Tottenham. Uh-huh. And at a certain point in the season every year, because Tottenham sucks, mathematically, they can't beat us, finish above us.
Yeah.
So we made a holiday out of it.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Okay. Your question.
That'll hurt a couple people listening.
In the world of music, what artist sang the song Nature Trail to Hell?
Is it a Seattle band?
It is not a Seattle band.
Okay. Nature Trail to Hell.
I mean, think about Highway to Hell. So who would you think might write a song called Nature Trail to Hell? There's not a lot of people that would do that. It's a parody song.
Let's go.
Oh.
Weird Al Yankovic?
There you go, man.
All right.
Did the quick math.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
very good.
Nature Trail to Hell.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's
room. He's not wrong.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm driving at work.
All right, Sean. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you doing on the free food for a year? Teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
I have to go Pagliacci.
Getting that pizza. Yeah, I think that's where I would go on this one, man.
Yeah, I would for sure.
Yep.
I mean, I order plenty, but when I was living in Belltown, my wife and I would walk up to Queen Anne and just get about the slice, fresh and hot, man. It's much a different experience. Mm-hmm. All right, Sean. In honor of Seattle Rock Day, here's your question. Pearl Jam guitarist Mike McCready, he joined Alice in Chains frontman Lane Staley to make what band?
Is it Mad Season?
Boom. One and done.
All right, man. Before we let you go, we got a 50-50 question for you. And today, we're staying positive. So the question is, who killed someone in a car accident? Was it Matthew Broderick or Matthew Modine? Matthew Broderick or Matthew Modine? One of them killed someone in a car accident.
Matthew Broderick?
You got him.
You can spot a killer.
Very good.
How did you know that, Mike?
I remember. It was a big story not terribly long ago.
He was popular when it happened.
Yeah.
So he'd done Ferris Bueller.
I say not terribly long ago, but it feels like it wasn't.
I was going to say, man, are you sure it wasn't terribly long ago?
I remember hearing about it. I don't remember, and it just stuck with me as soon as you said it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Steven, sober, not sober?
Not sober. Working on a men's room IPA.
All right. Nice work. Thank you, man. We appreciate that. Okay, free food for a year. Teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
I got to go teriyaki. It's all good options, though.
Okay, teriyaki it is.
All right, now to Seattle Rock Day. Here's your question. Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden. What instrument did Chris Cornell start out playing with? What instrument did Chris Cornell start out playing with the band The Shemps? The Shemps, by the way, later became Soundgarden.
Let's say bass.
He was a drummer.
No, he was too good looking to play bass. Yeah, he was in fact the drummer.
I don't know, the drummers are known for being hot.
Oh, there we go.
Oh! Wow. Steven, you just hit the Big Dummy Audio Daily Double. Congratulations.
He doesn't sound very excited about that, but you did hit the Audio Daily Double today.
Oh, I just finished off my beer. Sorry.
Oh, I get it. I'm guessing that beer was 180 degrees tipped above your chin there. All right.
Yep.
We're going to play you a 20-second snippet of an interview that we, the men's room, did with a local band. All right. So we're going to play the snippet, and then I'll make it multiple choice, see if you can guess the band that we were speaking to.
Who influenced you guys? Was it what you guys were listening to, or was it a lack of what you were able to hear, maybe?
It was kind of what we wanted to do. I mean, we wanted to rock, so we started. There were some other bands around there. They would do a rocker, and when they did a rocker, Bama Lama Loo or something like that, we thought, oh, God, that is really good. That's what we want to do. We didn't want to be Jazz Cats.
Jazz Cats. All right, so here's your question. Who were we talking to in an interview? Was it Green River, Mudhoney, The Sonics, or Mad Season? So Green River, Mudhoney, The Sonics, or Mad Season?
Oh, let's say maybe you're going two for two. Is it Mudhoney again?
It was not Mudhoney. It was The Sonics. That was what year did you say they formed? It was like 1965.
I know The Witch was 65, so they had to probably form before that.
Hence, Jazz Cats. Mm-hmm.
It's not every day that we get everybody from the band inside the studio.
Oh, yeah, they all showed up.
They all showed up in here. Mm-hmm.
All right, your question. St. Louis Gateway Arch is officially named for which U.S. president? Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, or Roosevelt?
Wow. St. Louis.
Yeah, the St. Louis Gateway Arch, technically and officially, it is named after a U.S. president. Was it Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, or Roosevelt?
Jefferson. Yeah.
Not nice a bad job. Guess,
nice
man.
Job. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Davis. Welcome to the men's room.
Buenos dias, senor.
Hola.
Davis, sober, not sober.
High on life.
What's that?
It's high on life.
High on life.
Ah, okay.
Oh, sober. All right, Davis, gotcha. Okay. Men's room poll, free food for a year. You taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
Gluten-free. Are any of those gluten-free?
I mean, I guess the chicken of chicken teriyaki is gluten-free.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay.
All right, Davis, here's your question, being that your name is Davis. What sport would you be playing if you're competing for the Davis Cup?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be tennis.
That would be tennis. Damn, one and done.
One
nice
and
job.
Done. All right, hang on before we let you go there, Davis. Who killed someone in a car accident? Laura or Jenna Bush?
Who killed who?
One of these people accidentally killed someone in a car accident. Was it Laura or Jenna Bush?
Not Laura, the other one, Jenna.
Oh, no.
No, no.
It was, in fact, yeah. Laura.
It was the
Laura
mom.
Bush.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Steve, are you sober or not sober?
Well, fortunately, I'm not sober.
Okay, good for you, Steve. What are you doing over there? Drinking a men's room IPA?
Unfortunately, I'm not. I have yet to try that. I'm just a little recreational herb.
Okay. All right, Steve. I see where you're at. Okay, then. You can answer this. Free food for a year. Teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
All of the above.
Well, I'm just hoping that the FCC does not take offense, but you can get pizza, donuts, or teriyaki anywhere, but you can only put Dick's in your mouth at one place.
Oh, actually, they have 6 locations. Maybe more.
Well, yes, but it's
one,
still
two,
the
three,
same.
4, 5, 6.
I see what you're doing there, but teriyaki's pretty much
7,
just
8,
Seattle.
9, 10. 10 locations.
They have 10 locations.
Well, when the Everett one opens up.
All right.
I live in Snohomish. I'm waiting for the Everett one.
Yeah, that should be open sometime this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's supposed to be this year, man.
This summer, they're saying.
All right, Steve, here's your question. What color was Moby Dick?
I'm going to say blue.
He was white.
He was white, hence the statement, are people chasing their great white whale? You know, your white whale, that thing that...
That sounds racist, Thrill.
It is. It is. But that's why he can swim.
Hey, Steve, good calling him out. Finally.
Oh, I'm a known racist. I'm making it very clear. All right, Steve, your question. What nickname did Thomas Jonathan Jackson earn during the Civil War?
Action Jackson?
Wow. No, that would be Stonewall.
Stonewall Jackson, yes indeed. Action
Jackson. I like Action Jackson better, to be honest with you.
Radio I don't think Carl Action Weather Jackson and Mr. Stonewall Jackson would have gotten along, though.
Not so much, but Action Jackson had the greatest one-liner in action movie history. Was it Craig T. Nelson, I believe, was a bad guy. And like anything, you know, they're going back and forth through the whole movie, right? So finally, Action Jackson has Craig T. Nelson, the bad guy, where he wants him. Does he have a gun? Does he have a knife? No, Action Jackson has a flamethrower. And his final words to Craig T. Nelson were, "How do you like your ribs?" He lit his ass up. Oh, yeah. What a great line.
There's a lot of good lines with ribs.
What else do you have with ribs?
How about for just one rib?
Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm going to put soda in my ham.
Right.
I heard your question. Cornelius is the mascot of what breakfast cereal? Cornelius.
Ooh.
Life cereal.
You mean Mikey's real name is Cornelius?
That would be Horatio. Cornelius, believe it or not, is the name of the rooster for freaking cornflakes.
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, question four there, Steve.
I was bold with that. I'm sorry.
All right, a multiple choice question for you. Frank's Red Hot, Tapatio, Tabasco, or Sriracha, which hot sauce debuted in 1920?
I'm going to go Tabasco.
I'll say Sriracha.
Believe it or not, Frank's.
Frank's, yeah.
Been around since 1920. I had no idea.
seems like one of the simpler recipes and not like burn your mouth off hot.
Right, exactly. Just spicy enough where it won't kill you. All right, Steve, your question. What union did Jimmy Hoffa head until his 1975 disappearance under midfield of Giant Stadium?
End zone.
And was it end zone?
Supposed to be the end zone.
That was her midfield. Oh.
Jimmy Hoffa is the head of.
And I knew this at one point. I'm just going to go labor union.
Well, it is a labor union, but like, just I would say the most famous labor union you know.
Steel workers?
Teamsters. All right. Your question. Both Ray Liotta and D.B. Sweeney have played the role of what baseball player?
He had a nickname, Steve.
Hmm? Some people thought he didn't have feet, but it's not true.
Some people think he didn't cheat.
Shoeless Joe DiMaggio?
You were there, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Not Action Jackson?
Action Jackson.
Question number seven, Steve.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Steve.
You're right close to Big Dummy.
Lock it in.
No!
I don't think anyone's shocked. Here's your question. Decompression sickness, which can occur when a diver surfaces too quickly. Yes, the beds.
All right. Thank you.
Very good.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Candy.
Sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right. Sober candy.
I smell sex in.
What is your favorite candy?
Yeah.
I like Big Hunks.
Big Hunks? You called the right show.
Did you say Big Hunks?
Yes.
What the hell is that?
Oh, it's chewy deliciousness with flecks of nuts in there. It's good.
I'm not sure if I've ever had that.
Okay. Big Hunk.
Big Hunk. All right, Candy. Yeah. Free food for a year. You taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
I'm taking Dick's because my grandpa took me to the original one starting in 1963, and I love those greasy fries.
Nice. Mm. Okay.
All right, Candy. Your question, what cable show debuted on September 7th, 1979 with anchor George Grand?
Repeat the first part. I didn't hear the first part of that question.
What cable show debuted on September 7th, 1979?
Cable show.
Mm-hmm.
CNN?
Not a bad guess.
Right. Cable show that's been on forever.
Is it SportsCenter?
SportsCenter.
Okay. Oh.
All right, Candy. It is Seattle Rock Day. So I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to read to you a set of lyrics. You tell me what song these lyrics are from. Local band. Quote, I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here. The room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. What song are these lyrics from? The band is Heart, by the way. The band is Heart.
Dreamboat Annie.
Hold on.
I hear that.
Is it Never? No.
No, it's another one name song.
Alone?
Alone. Yes, Alone. Indeed. Alone.
Yeah.
All right there, Candy. Who wrote the novel Dracula?
Dracula.
Most people only know it because the movie came out and they specifically, that's Frankenstein. No.
Damn.
I believe it was. Bram Stoker?
You got it, Candy. Nice job.
I thought he was the director.
Get you a big hunk, man.
That's Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yeah, I assume he was the director.
Bram Stoker?
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 Well, generally, when you have it before something, isn't that like the director?
Sometimes, but yeah, this is...
Big W and Seattle Rock Day continues. Please donate what you can now at KISW.com.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.